A stoush has erupted in the South Wairarapa town of Greytown over a development catering to the growing demand from cyclists using a soon-to-be-completed cycle trail in the area. A local businessman wants to build a boutique cycling resort with a string of hospitality businesses in the centre of the township, calling it Pahikara, which translates as bicycle in Te Reo Māori. If you have a look at our website, you'll see a link to a video of the proposed site. And the developers say it would bring 50 jobs to the region, especially for Māori youth. But it's run into trouble over a small piece of land the developers want to buy. But the South Wairarapa District Council is consulting the community over whether it should sell the land, a process that will take 18 months. But the developers say they won't wait that long. Pahikara is the brainchild of Adam Blackwell, who joins us now. Kia ora, Adam.
Kia ora, Karen.
What kind of business do you already operate in Greytown?
Well, I've run an advertising business out of Greytown that's also global, but I also operate a bicycle business that was started off as a bit of a hobby a few years ago, but it's turned into something a little bit bigger than that now.
What would this development be like? I've said we've got a video on our website and I've looked at it. It's quite expensive.
Yeah, it's really designed to cater for cycling tourists, and one of the things about the Wairarapa at the moment is that we're quite short on hotel rooms and restaurants and other what we would call tourism infrastructure, and most weekends the whole region is booked out, and so we're just trying to meet a need by bringing in that sort of tourism infrastructure that is currently missing.
Some lovely names to the shops that would be there. Culinary Garden for Forks, but Crank Coffee Roastery and Bakery, and The Pictures, which is a boutique cinema.
Yeah, well, one of the things I wanted to make sure that we would cover when we were designing this complex was that the locals needed to have a place that they could feel they could attend and be part of as well. And in other small towns that I've lived in different parts of the world, a boutique cinema can be a real social hub for a community. So I wanted to build that into the complex.
Let's not forget the bike sheds, which aren't bike sheds, the 20 luxury apartments built in heritage character with bicycle storage. Good idea. Future-proofing?
Yeah, I think so. And those rooms would have had, solar power so that people can charge their bicycles by sunlight, which was a really nice idea.
So what's happened? The council own a little parcel of land. Is it a smack bang in the middle of where you want to build?
Yeah, it's definitely a core part of the site. One of my goals with this was to ensure that this would remain in the centre of Greytown. I've seen resorts like this built outside of towns before, and they tend to fragment the town and draw people out of the centre of town. I really do want the whole town to benefit from this and other businesses around it to benefit, so that's why I'm keen to have it in the middle of Greytown.
So what's in this building that the council own?
On the piece of land that the council own at the moment, there is an old shed that's rented as storage, and then there's a couple of extra sheds there that are currently occupied by the men's shed in Greytown.
And what do they do?
Well, on Wednesday mornings and Saturday mornings, they meet and they look after the community needs in terms of building projects and, you know, tool sharpening, and they also have a bit of a social get-together as well, which is, you know, a really valuable thing for the guys that are members of that men's shed.
Where will they go?
Well, there's actually a few sites that are still central in Greytown, and one of them is a light industrial site that the council owns. It's currently unoccupied, and it's an area where it's a bigger space than what the men's shed are occupying at the moment. So it makes sense that could be an option.
Right, so what have the council said to you? They've approved you doing this, except that they can't sell you this piece of land without due process?
Yeah, they do need due process on the land, and I'm 100% in favour of that because it's ratepayer-owned land. It's not council-owned land. I mean, the ratepayers of Greytown own it. And the ratepayers of Greytown should determine what happens to that land. So I'm fully supportive of the consultation. I just think that in a situation like this, there's no need for it to take 18 months. There's ways of fast-tracking that kind of opinion gathering, especially in a town that's less than 3,000 people. I mean, the council want everyone in the South Wairarapa to be consulted. Greytown residents kind of feel that it's land in their town and they should be the ones that whose voices should be heard first.
I see. So what opposition is there to the proposal in Greytown? Not everybody can be pleased with the idea.
No, I don't. Well, the Menchid don't want to move. You know, they're quite keen to stay where they are because they like being right in the middle of town. And they've spent some money and time building their sheds. So I understand why that's that sort of change is something that they would feel like resisting. And other people have other ideas. You know, there's ideas around having a park built there, and there's also a need by council to find a new location for a new office. So I think they're pretty keen on using that site for a council office too.
It's a multi-million dollar project. You must have investors. They're all standing by ready to go. They don't want to wait 18 months. So you've got that to consider, because if they pull out, then you're left high and dry.
Yeah, and that's a pretty serious threat. You know, with the economy the way it is at the moment, investors don't want to leave their money in the bank. They want to invest in projects that they can see a future for. And so we've had a lot of interest in Pahikara, and it would be a shame that, you know, in a couple of years' time, if the economy has changed, they've found other uses for their money.
What can you do now? If they've said it's going to take them 18 months, is there any way of speeding up the process, or is that it for you?
Well, I don't believe there is a current way of speeding up the process in this council's mind. They're determined to run the process as they see fit. I understand that. It's just not a compatible process that I understand, because, you know, I'm in the world of advertising and marketing, and I know there are fast ways of getting information, like community opinion. So it seems to be a completely extended period of time to just gain the opinion of the owners of the land.
So what will you do? Is that it?
Well, it's interesting, Karen. When we started talking about this project, we did get a lot of interest from other councils throughout New Zealand. And so I've since spoken to three others. And I think there's almost a situation now where other places with cycle trails would be very keen to have this this idea in their community.
Yeah, let me run through it. I just quickly want to run through it, because I didn't really paint the picture here. There's a restaurant, a cycle business where you can hire or buy or get your bike fixed. There's a coffee place, the community garden, a vegan cafe, a fancy restaurant, and a couple of other hospo-related businesses. And it's done in the style of the town, isn't it? I can see that by the rendering of it. It's not a monstrosity being dumped in a... stylistically.
No, I'm pretty in touch with the Greytown heritage folk, and I know that they would welcome some architectural design that really fits the character of Greytown, which is very much 1860s, 1880s Victorian architecture. So we're not trying to create a Disneyland in Greytown, but we are trying to pay tribute to the architecture that's already here and makes Greytown so beautiful.
Well, we'll ask the mayor tomorrow and find out what the response is. What do you think Alex Bajan's going to say?
I think Alex will say that there is a process that they are legally obliged to follow, and they will follow it, and that's that.
I've got a point, though. If he's legally obliged to follow process, what can he do? His hands might be tied.
Yeah, they might be tied, but there's always a creative way of looking at a problem and finding more than just one solution to it. So I hope that they can be flexible about that.
I don't think he would like the creative way. That phrase might not strike home.
Well, Alex is a businessman and a mayor. I'm sure he understands that there's more than one way to swing a cat.
Very good, Adam. Well, I hope you'll be listening to the mayor tomorrow night to see what he has got to say, and we'll watch the space.
I will. Thanks very much.
That's Greytown developer Adam Blackwell, and we'll talk to the South Wairarapa Mayor Alex Bayan, apologies I mispronounced his name just then, about the proposed Pahikara cycling resort.